This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held a mic before, and this feels good, actually.
Crickets and grasshoppers, they rub their legs together. It's sort of like a violin, how you take the string and you pull it and it makes the sound. That's sort of how crickets and grasshoppers do it. And then bees, they just make a buzzing sound because of their wings. You know, most people don't like insects. I'm Sophia Spencer, and I'm in 5th grade. I first started to fall in love with insects when I was 2.5 years old. I went to a butterfly conservatory, and as soon as I walked in, I had a blue butterfly perching my shoulder, and it stayed with me the entire time I was there. It didn't leave. People were asking me how I did it. We didn't know what was different from me and everybody else, but it stayed with me the whole time I was there. When we left, the guard told me that, you know, I can't take the exotic butterfly home. So I had to say goodbye to it. And yeah, ever since then, I've been in love with insects. I started to bring insects to school. Now I bring grasshoppers, ladybugs, snails, worms. Everybody thought it was really cool. Everybody was fine with me liking them. But when I got to 1st grade, everything changed. Nobody thought bugs were cool. Then I brought a grasshopper to school. I thought the kids would be so amazed. I thought they were going to, like, you know, ask questions about it, but they did. They were just bullying me for it. They were teasing me for liking bugs. Everybody cried around me. They kept saying stuff like, "Ew, gross." And one of them was like, "Get rid of it!" And then they knocked that beautiful grasshopper off of my shoulder and they stomped on it until it was dead. Well, you know, I felt really upset because I was so used to all of my classmates being okay with me liking bugs, not caring, and then, you know, the next year, it's just, you know, now we're going to tease you for it. I think they reacted that way because they just didn't understand that I was a girl and that I liked insects. Most people think that if you like insects, you have to be a boy. So, you know, I don't think they were used to seeing something different. That night, I went home and I told my mom everything that happened. She kept trying to tell me, you know, it's okay to like bugs. It's okay to follow your passion. But at the same time, I'd rather have friends than follow my passion. She decided to email the Entomologist Society of Canada. An entomologist is somebody that studies bugs for a living. She emailed them hoping that I could have a pen pal or somebody to talk to about how it's okay to like bugs. She didn't really think anybody was going to email back. You know, we thought they were going to be too busy. But 2 days after that, messages and posts of women in their labs and out in the wild bug hunting poured in. And, you know, some of them were like, it's okay to like bugs and that it's okay to follow your passion, you know, stuff like that. I really hope that I grow up to be an entomologist and to, you know, study bugs and to see the bug world up close. I would have to say I'd probably want to work with bees or flies just because, you know, they're both fascinating creatures. They pollinate our flowers, they help grow our crops and spread crops. And everybody's saying that, you know, without bees, everything would, like, you know, just go down the drain because we wouldn't have any pollinators. But flies are better pollinators than bees. Not a lot of people know that. So we need insects to survive. Without insects, so many animals would die. Like, because, you know, that's their food source. There's all of these commercials like, if you want to kill weeds, put this chemical on them. And I'm like, no, that's going to kill all of the insects. Insects have been on Earth way, way, way longer than humans have. People, you know, again, a lot of people don't realize that. But definitely, bugs have been on Earth, like, a lot longer than humans. If you're a girl, you can like bugs. You don't have to, you know, be a princess or be a fairy or something like that. I would have to say, follow your passion. Don't let other people, you know, choose who you are and who you're going to be when you grow up. Don't let them be like, no, I want to do this. I'm going to do this.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Carrie Haber and Sherry Okeke for CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks. Associate producer is Ellen Payne Smith. If you like what you heard, we'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop. Or take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about us. It really makes a difference. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.